But as Power Trip Betts likes to say, life is always better with money on the line.
Wait, that's my line. He stole it from me.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Betts and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Betts, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Betts.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and we are going to immediately update the one and only Lou Cove with a score from the Twins game. The Twins, your second place Twins, Lou. Sorry about the lead. But they are up in Milwaukee, 3-1 over the Drunken Sconnies. So starting off the Sconnie series right so far.
Pound sand, Wisconsin.
That's right. So, yeah, we got a big show tonight. We got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. We are going to unveil the results of the Babe Bracket Finals between Tommy and Chris. We've got State Fair t-shirt ideas. I think this will be our last installment, week 5. We are going to do another segment of Missing You, a story that you should have heard on the Power Trip, but we'll get it to you. We're going to do fan line. We've got some fan line calls. We're finally going to get to those. And we'll finish up with quotes, notes, and a trivia question. So lots to get to tonight. Tonight's show, I should mention, is brought to you by future sponsor Fanball, where you can play a guillotine league. And let me tell you, Dave, I'm in the middle of a guillotine league draft, and I am completely addicted. I'm going to end up in like 5 of these things before the season starts.
I know, I'm kind of worried that it's going to be like the weekly auction drafts or whatever. The draft and goes that Fanball had last year. Like, I had so many lineups. The first week I found it, I think I entered like 11 contests just because I was having so much fun drafting.
Oh, I know.
Like, I think I lost them all, but it was so worth it.
This is super addictive, and there's so many levels. You know, you can play for 30, 50, 100. I think they have 200 and 400 as well. So, you know, regardless of your level, you can definitely get in. So check it out at guillotineleagues.com, I believe, is the website. Or you can go to fanball.com and I think find your way over there as well. So lots of fun. I'm going to get into my second league tomorrow. And, yeah, I'm putting the over-under at, like, 4.5 that I'll be in.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty fair guesstimate. Speaking of that, I mean, we're doing our guillotine league draft tomorrow night, right?
Yes, we are. So it will be fun. We'll have a bunch of the rubes on the league tomorrow. So be fun. Be fun to take your guys' money.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah, I'll get my head chopped week 1, I'm sure.
I just hope I get out quick and painless. Yeah.
Get out quick or win it all. So all right. Well, let's get started with the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Betts.
Power Trip Betts. Power Trip Betts.
Power Trip Betts.
Power Trip Betts, though.
Where's Power Trip Betts when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Betts.
Is Power Trip Betts drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. We've got only one new bet this week, and when we've only got one new bet, I'll give you one guess who made that bet. That's right, Tommy Olson. Tommy this week bet all the people in studio, which happened to be Marnie and Creasel and Corey and Meat Sauce, that Daniel Falele of the Minnesota Golden Gophers is going to be a first-round pick. This is an interesting bet because it's not crazy. The guy's got tremendous size. He's a project. It's not completely out of the realm. I think the only thing I question with this one is that Tommy gave 2-1 odds on this. So Tommy put up $100 to each of their 50. I think he probably could have gotten at least even odds on this one.
But that's not how Tommy makes bets. Tommy doesn't use logic. He uses his heart. Yeah, I think Tommy might have a gambling problem.
There's no problem. It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
You know, that's a very controversial thing in itself. Is a gambling problem a thing? Like, is that a catch-22 there?
Well, there is definitely addiction, and if you do need help, there are resources out there. So gambling is best enjoyed responsibly. I think I might be enjoying some responsible gambling as early as Thursday in the great state of Iowa.
Lucky.
When gambling goes live at noon on Thursday. So not every casino is going to be live, so don't go driving down to Diamond Joe's and then message me going, you idiot, they don't have sports gambling. They're not going to have it for a couple more weeks, but I think there's 8 casinos that are going to open for sports gambling on Thursday, and the rest should all be open by the start of the NFL season. So, yeah, great development, and keep writing your Minnesota representatives and put the heat on them to get it legalized in Minnesota. So
yeah, I can't wait for 2030 or 2035 when we finally get this passed. And we can do the things that we actually want to do with our own money.
Well, if I drive 80 miles an hour, I'm exactly an hour and 15 minutes from the Iowa border. And once you hit the Iowa border, you can just flip on that cell phone and start gambling. So.
Yeah, it's like the old Anoka County line that Dark would say.
Exactly. You hit that Iowa state line and all your problems are behind you. So. All right. Well, that's all I got for bets. Let's do the quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with someone who doesn't make the list very often, but it's our favorite, Mark Rosen.
Yeah, granted, he'll be in there with a bunch of 3s and 4s, but sort of like what Sauce Dates. But at the same time.
Whoa. Rosie.
Shots fired.
I think one of the best parts about that is what happened right after that when Sauce goes, Rosie, I don't date 3s and 4s. And Marnie in the background, I don't think too many people heard it. Marnie goes, what, 1s and 2s?
Oh.
So Corey 2 was at it again.
God. Yeah, they were on the power play all Thursday.
Yes.
All right. Well, at number 2 this week, it is the Michael Jordan shoe collector himself, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
I'm what's the correct word? A bitch.
That should have been number 1.
Yeah, it probably should have been number 1. Yeah, spoiler alert, there's a very good one. But I even went back and listened to this in slow-mo at half speed. It makes it even better. Just a bitch. Like, it's so funny. There must be something about the word bitch, because that would be a good Power Trip quotes stats and info if they did, like, what percentage of quotes have the word bitch in it, because I think that is, like, susceptible for my brain to quote it out.
Yeah, and they've definitely been on the bitch train this week. That has been the word of the week. So
yeah, they actually had, I forget who commented and said that we need to count how many times hockey said bitch on Monday. And I had it at 14 unofficially.
Wow.
But the first 2 segments I had them at about 8 or 9. So the bitch ratio was very high.
And then I liked when they played the bitch song and they were trying to figure out exactly how well it correlated to Corey.
That was good.
That was awesome.
All right, we're sidetracked. At number 1 this week, he is a quote slugger. He has been hitting dongs all year long. It is John Kreisel at number 1.
But you shouldn't have a complex. Well, I used to be married to someone that never invited me to her dates.
Whoa. Oh, Kreisel, I mean, firing bullets.
Yeah, eyeball emoji, eyeball emoji, eyeball emoji. Wow. You know, nobody makes fun of himself better than John Kreisel. And, I mean, I guess we all kind of get to enjoy that. Yeah, that was fantastic, and it will definitely be a top seed in the quote of the year tournament.
Yeah, that definitely has to be up there.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Darkstar.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we're going to do State Fair T-shirt ideas, Part 5, Bay Bracket Final Results, Missing You, Quotes Notes, and Hotline Calls. So, we'll get it started with our last installment of State Fair T-shirt ideas. So, we'll each give our fifth and final ones. And I think what we'll do is maybe you pick your favorite two, I'll pick my favorite two, and we'll throw them in a poll together and see which one of us has the best State Fair T-shirt idea.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a great idea.
All right. Well, why don't you go first, since it's an odd week?
All right. Well, I've been saving this one for last. And it was an idea that was sparked by me in January when John Bonas brought up that he tends to wear a nightshirt when he goes to bed.
Yes.
And it kind of stole the show in the week and probably even the month of January itself. So my State Fair T-shirt idea, and I'm not going to say that this is very realistic, it has a chance of being an actual shirt this year, but I want a John Bonas nightshirt, and then in quotes I want, baseball makes me horny, and then a dash, John Bonas.
All right, well, yeah, I still need to get myself a nightshirt, because that was... seems like a good idea.
But if you're gonna wear a nightshirt, wouldn't you want a John Baseball? Maybe that should be Johnny Baseball.
Let's go. Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't you want his quote of "Baseball makes me horny" on it?
That's the way to go. If you're gonna have a nightshirt,
why would you buy a plain white or have some sailboats on your nightshirt? Just get "Baseball makes me horny" on it.
Go right to the source. Absolutely. Yes. So I like that. All right, well, my fifth and final idea, you said, like, you didn't think your shirt had much of a chance of, actually being a shirt, but I will tell you that my shirt has zero chance of actually being a State Fair T-shirt. I kind of think the idea is funny anyway. I just think they should go with a T-shirt that simply says, Trevor May sucks.
That would be good. I like that.
Because I think Trevor kind of, didn't block Meat Sauce. He didn't completely ban the Power Trip.
About it. He understood.
Yeah, so I just think it would be capturing the bit. And especially because I think it's funny because he's actually been, pitching pretty well lately. So, it would kind of be that whole, opposite or whatever, and yeah, just Trevor May sucks, and who knows, maybe if they make a great run and he's dominant in the World Series, it could be like a thing, like the Homer Hanky. So
right,
but
I like that's a solid idea, Chuck.
Trevor May sucks. All right, or you could say Trevor May sucked, past tense. So
yeah, I think when we start that Power Trip unofficial T-shirt company, I think we just screenshot all of our favorite sauce tweets, like. I could see us and just putting it on like the front of the shirt as a screen grab. I just like the one of the, I could really go for a dome dog right now as Gerdsy and Corey couldn't get on the air at the final four.
That's the first one off the presses.
Right. Yeah. And that would sell out quick.
All right. Well, yeah. So we'll maybe put together a poll and let you guys just tell us which one is the least awful idea between the 10 that we came up with. So
I feel like at least 50% of ours are very solid.
Yeah, I think mine were better this year than they were last year. So, of course, I had a lot of Tommy in there, and that helps. So
yeah, fan favorite.
And speaking of Tommy, Tommy made it all the way to the finals of the Bay Bracket versus none other than Chris Hockey. And we're going to reveal the results right now. Once again, wow. You and I have not seen these results. Both guys retweeted the tweet about the final vote, so all of their followers had equal opportunity to get in on the action. If I'm putting a line on this, I'm going to put Chris Hockey -140 and Tommy +120.
And what is that based off? Is that based off of looks? Based off of passionate fan base showing out to the polls?
It's a little bit of everything, because you got to remember 90% of the fan listeners are dudes, so dudes aren't necessarily going off of looks, so you know, and the ladies, you know, some of them definitely are, you know, I am, but some of the ladies, you know, they might not be going off of looks either, because there's a lot more to the attractiveness of a man than just, you know, physical looks. So,
right.
So yeah, it's really hard to say. You know, I think hockey has a little bit of an advantage given his large Twitter following. You know, that's why I'm making him a slight favorite. If you had to bet, what would you take? Chris minus 140 or Tomers plus 120?
Well, honestly, I know who I voted for, and they're both attractive men. But I just think Hawk has too much pull. He's got a passionate fan base. They show up to the polls every time. So I guess if Chris Hocking can beat Ben Lieber, he's going to beat the shit out of Tommy.
All right. Well, let's take a look. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2019 Bets and Quotes Bay Bracket Champion is Chris Hockey.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
That old son of a bitch.
One son of a bitch versus another son of a bitch.
Well, I guess it pays to have somebody promote your crank. So I think that
$100 he's ever spent.
I think that put him over the top. So right. Congratulations, Chris Hockey.
Well done, Chris.
You are the 2019 Babe Bracket Champion. So that was fun. And I think we have another pretty cool bracket idea coming along, and we're gonna have to figure out how to fit it into to a limited number of polls, because it could go on for multiple years if we had it at its full extreme.
I've got probably about 8.5 hours into the project so far. Let's just say I'm going to need a little help.
All right. Well, we'll more to come on that. We'll get that going this fall. So that'll be the project of the fall. So, all right. Well, I think it's time to do a segment of Missing You. All right, Missing You, of course, is a segment that you should have heard on the Power Trip, but for whatever reason, they didn't get to it. So we're going to bring that story to you. So tonight's story takes us to none other than the University of Kansas. And Dave, you're a fan of the University of Kansas.
Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
All right, well, we'll see if you feel the same after this story. Although it doesn't involve the basketball team, so you're clear there.
Okay.
Ooh. And I read, a former University of Kansas assistant volleyball coach was convicted of 2 felonies for entering homes and stealing underclothes and other garments from the athletes he coached. Skyler N. Yee, 24, pleaded no contest Friday in Douglas County District Court to 2 felony counts of burglary. As part of a plea agreement, prosecutors agreed to drop 13 other charges he was facing. Now, think about that. He was convicted of 2 felonies. They dropped 13.
Okay, kill him. What the hell?
Yeah, so continuing on, Judge Peggy Kittel convicted Yee of the 2 charges, finding his crimes to be, quote, sexually motivated. Shocker, he was stealing undergarments and it was sexually motivated?
You think?
As part of his conviction, Yee will be required to register as a sex offender for the next 15 years. He is scheduled to be sentenced 10 a.m. September 27th. Kittel also granted Yee's request to have his sentence be served in Oregon, where he now lives. However, Kittel said that before he could be transferred, the state of Oregon must accept him, which may require him to serve part of his sentence in Kansas. Now, who knew that was a thing? Like, okay, I want to go serve my time in Oregon. Oregon's like, no, man, we don't want no underwear stealer living in Oregon.
Send that D-bag back to Lawrence.
That's very bizarre to me, but yeah.
It's like going on the Dahmer prison tour.
Hey, I work in Kansas, so I'm all in favor of him serving the sentence in Oregon. So get moving, buddy. But in February, Yee was arrested and charged with 15 counts of burglary, property damage, and theft occurring from December 2017 through January 2019, according to the complaint filed in Douglas County District Court. 4 of the counts were felonies. after linking Yi to break-ins in the homes of multiple KU women's volleyball team members, Lawrence police searched his home, where undergarments of the athletes were found. They had been organized and labeled.
No.
Labeled.
Oh, boy. That's a bad look.
Now, you know, it's one of those things. The article doesn't say how they were labeled. I have to, I in my mind, for my sanity, I am hoping that they were labeled by, like, names of the players. So, like, yeah. You know, this is Melody, this is Susie, whatever. And that there was no other sort of labeling or organization going on.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like a standard half-inch, 0.48 millimeter, you know, labeler. And it's just got, like, Sarah J on it, you know.
Yeah. Continuing, detectives said in an affidavit that they didn't think Yi stole the items for financial gain, but for, quote, his own motivation.
You think?
Who steals women's underwear for financial gain?
Well, so here's the other angle. Maybe he maxed out his credit cards. You know, you can go online and, like, buy some lady's underwear from Venezuela or whatever for, like, $49.99. He probably just bought so many that he maxed out his credit cards, and he's like, well, I gotta keep fishing, you know.
Well, hey, don't forget, Sauce knows a guy that invested in that and made a ton of money. Until resigning in mid-January, Yi had been the KU women's volleyball volunteer assistant coach since August of 2016. Before that, he was team manager for the 2013, 2014, and 2015 seasons. While KU athletic spokesman Jim Maroney wouldn't share specifics about the case, he later told the Journal World in February following Yi's arrest, "We have taken precautions to ensure that he is not permitted to be anywhere near the volleyball program."
Oh my God. I would highlight the word volunteer in there. I think that guy would volunteer to quit his job and work for free for any volleyball program with his awful turn on.
Yeah. Ooh. The charges against Yi allege that he broke windows to get inside and steal clothing and shoes from two homes where volleyball players live.
Oh, boy.
The first was at Rockland West Apartments over the Christmas break in 2017 and again over spring break in 2018. The other was in the 1500 block of Fountain Drive on December 31st, 2018 and January 1st of this year. I like how they're very specific about that. It happened December 31st of 2018 and January 1st of this year, which happens to be 2019. So basically, the guy had a really good New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, he can wait for school to get out and for the kids to go back on break so he could start shopping, panty shopping.
Wow. So, yes, good luck to you, Mr. Yi, and enjoy serving your time in Oregon. Wow.
Yeah. Enjoy trying to pick up dates on Facebook with the last name Yi and having to register as a sex offender.
Yes. Scary that happens so close to where I work. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
all right.
Awful.
Well, we will move on. Like you said, kill him.
Okay, kill him.
We will move on, and I think it's time to do some hotline calls. So let's fire up the fan line.
Ooh.
Time now for Power Trip Fan Line on the Bets and Quotes Podcast Network. Your chance to talk about today's show with the Power Trip broadcast team. Add to the conversation on Power Trip Fan Line by calling 908-TOMMY-53. Again, that's 908-866-6953. Now, it's your reaction to all the action. Power Trip Fan Line. Here's Chuck and Dave.
All right, welcome to Fan Line. And of course, our number is 908-TOMMY-53. And we had some calls to Fan Line over the last couple of weeks, so we're going to play those now and see what the Rubes had to say. So, in no particular order, let's start with this one.
All right. Most drunk phone call entry one. Random on my phone music. Bob Dylan, One More Cup of Coffee. Let's see what's next. Mumford and Sons, Tim Sh- Nine Inch Nails, The Collector, yeah. Alanis Morissette, Ironic. Next. Great. I mean, great point, but next. Bush, Insect, Ken. Mad Season, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Nine Inch Nails again. Yeah. Something I Can Never Have. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Warlocks. The Shins, Fall of 82. Nirvana, Verse, yeah, something. The Beach Boys, Darlin'. Frank Turner, Song for Eva May. The Rolling Stones, Get on a Cloud. How far am I going here? Let's do three more. Pearl Jam, Bugs. Aerosmith, yeah. Lock Myself Out of the Car and Be a Bitch. Alabama Shakes, On Your Way Lyrics. And Stone Temple Pilots, Plush Acoustic. Let's do one bonus track. Frank Turner, A Love Worth Keeping.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. So in the very short history of taking fan line calls, that's number one.
That's definitely number one. Yeah, apparently we get drunk and we read our phone music library.
So it first sounded like Brian Johnson effort. I was like, oh, shit. Here we go. Here's BTXJ. And it's definitely not him. But that playlist fucks, if I don't mind saying so.
Yeah.
Very eclectic, and it's got some Power Trip sprinkled in it. Yeah, I like that playlist.
I think my favorite part, too, he's just going through reading everything, and then he gets to one point and goes, great point.
Yeah, that was so good.
Dropped a little great point in there. That just was beautiful.
Couldn't help
himself. That wasn't the end of our caller. He called back a while later and left a second voicemail that is very much appreciated, especially given the state fair coming up.
Hey now. Hold on. I'm all around you. Hey now, up on your heart, I can swim right through you. And I play and I sing and they say, hey man, you got soul in that music. I say, yeah, I play a little bit, you know?
That was pretty good.
Yes. Takes me back to the state fair when they had that little Charlie Manson competition sing off. So, that was not bad at all. That would have definitely gotten an ovation at the state fair.
For sure. I think that guy needs a podcast.
I think so. All right. Well, let's do one more call this week for Fanline, and here it is.
Hey, that's Quotes. This is Keith Martell, baby. Just want to say, keep doing all good work with the podcast. Shout out to Quotes. Your take about Byron Buxton for Son of God will be vindicated, baby. I love it! Dave McKenzie! Syndergaard! Come in! Buxton is trash! Screenshot it! Peace!
Okay, when we encourage drunk phone calls, we definitely got drunk phone calls.
Wow. I'm very happy, and I do feel vindicated after the starting pitching has been awful. And so thanks, Dick Vitale. We should have traded for Noah Syndergaard. We should have put Buxton on the table.
Yeah, thanks, Dick.
Genius.
All right, well, that will do it for Fanline this week. If you're drunk and you want to call in and read us the playlist from your iPod or whatever, just give us a call at 908-TOMMY-53. All right, well, next we'll move on to Quotes Notes. Dave, what do you got for us this week?
All right, we got a lot. We're going to start at number one. Just about the Thursday show was so incredible with the all-time lineup of Marnie Gellner, John Kreisel, and Tommy Olsen. Just a great mix of characters and made for such a delightful show.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
All right, well, at number two, I have. I was handwriting Tommy's takes last week, and my God, halfway through, I knew my hand was going to start cramping. Did cramp. That was the first ever Tommy's takes handwritten that took two pages of paper. Shout out to Tommy for all the content.
Yes. Yeah, it was quite a full Tommy's takes.
It was. Oh. My wonderful fiance for my birthday got me a pack of these Stroop waffles from Whole Foods in Maple Groves. Son of a bitch, Chuck. Stop what you're doing and get some Stroop waffles. They're Stroop delightful. Waffles. Yep.
All right.
So they're like the size of a cookie or probably like a baseball. We'll use sports analogies here. And they're two very thin like wafers. And then they have a very light caramel filling in the middle. It's very it's light, it's dense, it's just such a delightful snack, and just it's the snack of the summer.
Snack of the summer. All right,
number four, Zach Daniels is just so great, especially, you know, Tuesday morning with the monotoned replies to the guys. Just kind of fits his brand, the yeah, what's up, Zach Daniels. I really wish he would have put a GoPro on himself for his whole Sturgis week. I'm assuming there's a lot of Jack Daniels being consumed, and I think he also got hit in the face by a dildo. Isn't that what Hawk said?
Yeah, that's exactly what Hawk said, unedited.
Yeah. Yeah, on the show, not the after party.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, Zach Daniels is just great, and we got to send a DM his way and get him on the podcast as soon as possible.
Indeed.
Next, I was listening to Saturdays with Sauce, as I'm one to do on Saturday afternoons, and they were watching the Midwest Little League regional final between the team from Coon Rapids and Iowa, and Sauce just goes, "Everybody, stop what you're doing. Put on ESPN right now, put it on mute, and listen to the show." And the guys were breaking it down, and it was just electric, cheering for those kids. And they had a big comeback in the sixth inning, and they're going to the Little League World Series. So go Coon Rapids. That was awesome.
Yeah, definitely go Coon Rapids, because I think I'm going to take them at plus 120 to win it.
Oh, you can bet on them?
You can't bet on them directly, but you can bet on the U.S. or the international team to win it all. In the U.S., you're getting plus money on right now, so why not? Support the U.S., throw some money at it.
Absolutely. Life's better with money on the line, Chuck.
Exactly.
All right. Well, next I have, we got our fantasy football weekend draft party. It's an all-weekend drink-a-thon. We act like we're freshmen in college again. And I'm going to do the case of claws or the case of spritzers challenge. So Saturday, probably going to wake up and drink all day, trying to figure out, very controversial, do I go claws or do I go Truly's? Is there an advantage?
You know my answer, and it's White Russian.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking spritzers here, Chuck.
White Russian is always the right answer.
Did you never get on the did you not jump on the Truly train in Vegas?
No, not in Vegas. I jumped on after Vegas, and you know, I'm not a huge seltzer guy to begin with, so you know, they're all right, but yeah. I'm definitely not the target demographic for them. So I'll just go back to my White Russians and hanging out with the dude.
Yeah. You know, it's tough for me because I kind of got my heart set on Truly's. They're kind of my first love. Just from the Vegas trip, drinking about 46 of them in the sports book that one night. But claws, I don't know. It's going to be a game time decision, but.
Well, claws are much more important to you and your Instagram career.
That's very true. I got to work on the Power Trip Quotes Instagram handle too. That's continued here. All right, and last one, just wanted to thank everyone for reaching out, saying happy birthday on Twitter. Even Sauce tweeted it out, and it made my day, so thank you very much, guys.
Cool.
Hey, Rubes, would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than Meat Sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right, time for trivia. Dave, you got a question for us?
I do. And it's something that maybe you have to listen for a little while. So it's a little tough. And it's a different form of question or a different answer that we're looking for. It's a list as many as you can think of. So really, the winner is going to be whoever, you know, can get the most correct. And then a tiebreaker from there. But the trivia question is, well, if you've been listening for a while, you know that Corey Cove uses to regularly list his five worst things on the planet, obviously excluding the fourth one, in which he cannot name because he would be fired. List the other four things that Corey thinks are the worst.
Yeah, and he hasn't brought this up in a while. But,
a long time.
If you've been a long-time Power Trip listener, you should be nailing all four of those immediately. But because that used to be a regular thing of Coors, and it's pretty funny if you ask me. So if you know the answer to that, send an email to powertripbets@gmail.com. And yeah, whoever has the most number of those correct, or for all of you that get it correct, we'll do a random draw. And we'll pick a winner from there. So so send those in.
Yeah, and fun fact, the first time I was in studio, I asked Corey, that was the first question that I asked him, was what was the fourth thing?
Yeah.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
Power Trip secrets.
Yes.
That's what they're gonna auction off. So all right, well, that will do it for the show. I just want to give a quick shout out to Roy Ash, rolling down the highway in your truck, one of our favorite listeners out there. Hope you have an awesome Vegas trip coming up, Roy, and thanks for listening. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets. We'll see you next week. We got a huge show for you next week, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
Balls.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.